Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another TV season review. This is going to be for the second and third, which is the third is the final season, the second and third seasons of Squid Game on Netflix. I'm your host Matthew, and we're going to start off spoiler free, go to our rating system. We've got strong must see, don't skip, possible skip, and hard skip. I think I'm going to go with a don't skip, just about, and a 7 out of 10. I think this is an interesting idea, following on from the events of Season 1. I think at times it's a very, very interesting like concept, and the execution is interesting for what they kind of go for. It's a bit of a different beast to Season 1. Overall, I would say I just about liked it, and I thought it was good. It's got some issues as well as things that just don't quite land. I could see where they were trying to what they were trying to do with certain parts of these two seasons, and they basically, for those of you that haven't seen them, they basically are kind of a two-parter. Long season. They aren't like season 2 parts 1 and 2. They are seasons 2 and season 3. But season 2, like the way season 2 ends is just like it's another episode. It doesn't really end in like a season finale. So it's sort of two halves of one bigger, I guess, final season that they split into two. Because these two seasons, I think, came out 6 months apart, which kind of makes sense for what they end up being, so you can call it one long kind of second final season. There's a few different angles for me to tackle this at. I think it was good that they didn't try to just copy season one. I can see the idea that they were going for with what they were trying to do with the second and third season. I think some of it works, I think some of it doesn't. I think, unfortunately, and me saying character deaths, obviously it's Squid Game, people die. There were character deaths in here that I wanted to impact me more, but they just kind of didn't. And I think it was the execution of some of them, whether it was like the way things were led up to those deaths, the sort of feeling I had towards them. Now, I really cared about a bunch of these different characters in seasons 2 and 3, because it is like, so when you have season 1 and you have the games start and end in the first season, the games in the second season start in the second season and end in the third season. You just get kind of like this middle point, so you don't have like new contestants in season 3. It's like two pieces of the same story. I thought the newer games, because there are some games that return and there are some games that are new, I liked some of the newer ones. Some of them I think are very particularly flawed, and I think that they did that on purpose for certain plot reasons. But again, kind of going back to my main point, you had some interesting ideas with kind of what you were doing with some of the new games. There's one in particular I think is quite genuinely unfair. Because to me, when you look at something like a Squid Game, and it's like, okay, very intense, obviously life and death situation, and of course the announcers or whatever, the guards, do try to maintain kind of how clear the rules are and what you've got to do, and they are very clear about a lot of the rules. But there was one or two games in the way they were designed, and they designed them deliberately in that particular way, but I don't think it was done for plot reasons. Some of them were done for plot reasons, but I don't think that those ideas came off as well as they could have. So that for me is where kind of, that there's two key points for me where this season is, it's certainly not as good as season one. Neither of these are. Season one is a bit of a lightning in a bottle moment, and then seasons 2 and 3 kind of just is an extended conclusion of the story, I would say. Because you could finish at season one, and you could take that as an ending. I wouldn't say you need to watch seasons 2 and 3 to get an ending. Like if you took what you took from season 1, I can kind of roughly remember the ending. if you took what you took from that and you were satisfied with that, you don't really need to watch the second and third season. But there is some intriguing ideas and there's some interesting ideas from it. And although I am glad that they didn't kind of copy and paste, sort of, okay, let's almost like reboot for season two, reboot for season three with like completely new contestants. Because even though there are new contestants here, because obviously a bunch of them died before, even though there are new contestants here and I like a lot of them, on the one hand, I was glad that it wasn't kind of let's just do the fresh thing again, but that almost might have been the safer option. It wouldn't have been the creative option, but it might have been the safer option to sort of just let's try to do season one again. I'm talking almost in a literal way of like an anthology type thing. I wonder if that would have, it would have worked safer because, but then kind of because we had the emotions we had for the season one characters, you have to kind of hope that that happens again in a second and in a third season. If you were to do like the reboot kind of anthology approach, but the show doesn't do that. You do have new contestants, but the story is very, very much a continuation of season one. So, as I said, going back to my ratings choice and my numbers choice, because I said don't skip in a seven, I'd still lightly recommend the show. I wouldn't say like, okay, you need to go and put it on right now, but when you got some time and when you're thinking of watching like something to do with a challenge game, but not a reality show, but an actual scripted show, then go towards this. Like, put them on your watch list. They are worth watching and they are intriguing. And you might like it more than I did. That's the thing, right? You might come away and think, like, something incredible. You know, really, you might enjoy it a lot more than me, and I hope you do, if you do. But for me, it's just, and I don't think it's even fair to, because even though I look at season two and three, and okay, they are basically one season, and it's the classic, oh, it's good, but it's not as good as season one. Because that's something that, unfortunately, with certain shows, you do so well with the first season, and of course, there's always a debate with certain shows. Should you bring something back? Will it be as good in its sophomore season? Will it have the sophomore slump? Because then you always end up with the classic, oh yeah, season one was really great. Season two, not as good as season one. The classic sort of, oh, it was alright, but it, you know, that magic that you witnessed before in season one, it's just not as good as season one kind of thing. And that is in here, but I still think it's intriguing and interesting enough and fresh enough as well to lightly recommend. Seven, it's good. It misses a few steps in places, but then you might, like, when I said about how some of the character deaths don't work for me, and how, like, the situation with some of the games, you might still like that more than me, is, you know, the case. So, but, yeah, just in case, anybody isn't aware, because seasons two and three both came out very quietly. They did not blow up anywhere near as much as season one. So in case some of you don't actually know, yes, there is a second and third season of Squid Game, and it does conclude the story. It does leave a little nugget to set something up, and I'm not sure what that's for. I'm not sure if they were going to do, like, a Squid Game in a different country or something. I know there's the challenge show. That's not what I'm talking about. That's the actual, like, reality version. The real version of it, obviously, where you can't kill people. There is that, but there's like a little nugget near the end that like there might be something else going on. But it's relatively short. The what do you have here? Season two has 7 episodes, and season three has 6 episodes. So again, like a longer single season, because like season one has 9 episodes. It says here. And then it slowly gets shorter. Some of them are kind of shortish episodes as well. Some of them are a bit longer, so it won't take you too long to get through if you do want to watch it. But I will say as well, like, okay, stepping back into this world, because it had been, again, with streaming, it had been a couple of years. It still does hold up with how cool the Squid Games are. Like the people in the suits, the red suits with the black mask, that's still like really cool and intriguing. There's like new kind of plot lines going on there. The new characters are very interesting. I did get attached to a lot of them, but the way in which some of them died just wasn't particularly satisfying, I don't think. But yeah, like when the new game, when the old games come around, because there's obviously a red light, green light in this season, that's kind of intriguing the way that plays out. And then you have some newer games. Again, some of them are good, some of them aren't so good. You get obviously different twists and turns with rivalries and team ups and things like that. So that was still pretty good. So the cool thing that like the actual Squid Games themselves offered, and the sort of intense nature of how visceral it is, of 1 minute you're kicking a ball, if you don't kick it correctly on the right line or something, you get shot, and then that's it. That, you know, it still does have that visceral feel. I do think season one did better with the visceral feel, but maybe that's because it was a new thing. I don't know. But see, I won't go into spoilers, but I'll tell you the general kind of idea of what season two, and obviously season three just continues it anyway. So you have the main character who won the first Squid Game. Now you get a little bit of a tease at the end of the first season as to, is he going to get on the plane? Is he not? I think it was something to do with that. And obviously he goes back into the Squid Game. That's the whole idea. But it's not like, oh, can he go back in and win? His whole idea this time is, can he go in and stop these games, because people are dying, and in his opinion, in his view, it's kind of these rich people are taking advantage of, you know, the unfortunate, the people in debt, you know, the down and out on their luck kind of people, and he sees it as kind of exploiting them in a certain way. And it takes the idea and it runs with that. And the interesting little bit of differences, and I'm trying not to get too spoilery here, is because some of the previous games come up, that plays itself out in an interesting way. Because I won't say what happens with it. I was going to do that here, but I won't do it. There's an interesting different idea with, he's the only one of the contestants that, and he doesn't know the newer games, because we don't know them either, and they pop up and that's like a surprise and everything. But some of the old games that are still in there, because he knows how to, not just how to, obviously it gets explained to you how to play them, but like certain particular tactics that he uses and stuff plays out in a very, very intriguing way, and I did quite like that. So that was quite good. Let's talk about some other stuff. The acting, pretty good all around. Again, there's some emotional moments. They land from an acting and a character standpoint, but some of the ideas behind how and why some of the characters die, it's not necessarily a case of, it's not even really the case of you did certain characters dirty, although, you know, a Squid Game, life is, you know, hard and whatever. But so that's all still there and everything. The pacing, the structure, and the flow of this season, it does, not in the sense of time, it does jump around a little bit weirdly, and it felt slightly choppy at certain points. There's essentially two plot lines going on. There is the Squid Games themselves, and I'll say that there is one or two different off-game, off-island storylines, some of which involves like detectives and something to do with that. And there is long stretches, granted, when you're in the middle of doing the Squid Games, you don't really want to be cutting back and forth from the actual the games themselves to the off-island stuff. The show does do that a couple of times, and it actually got to a point, you know, when you're watching specifically a TV show, this doesn't really apply to films or games in the same way. And when you've been watching one plot line for so long, you're talking maybe 2 to 3 episodes, or maybe 2.5 episodes, you know, some length like that, and you cut back to the other storyline, and it wasn't that I wasn't interested in that one, because but all of the storylines have very interesting ideas, they just aren't all executed as good as they could be. So it wasn't the case of, oh, you've cut back to this, I'm not interested in this. But it did get to such a point where you're, because you're invested in the Squid Games and you want people to survive and you want some people to die and whatever, and you cut back to the off-island storyline, and there was a couple of times where I actually was like, oh yeah, this is still happening. Not because it was forgettable or because I didn't like it, but because I was so in on the games themselves that it kind of, I don't know, it was slightly jarring when they kind of did it in that way. But yeah, there's just certain points in the season when it does do that, and it's just a little bit of that, oh yeah, this other storyline that's going on as well, which again, it's important one, it's an interesting one, it's one that's done well. I don't think it was a case of like you needed more episodes or anything like that, because you have more than 10 if you combine both seasons together, which is essentially what's happening. The actual pacing itself, because pacing and structure are obviously two different things, the pacing is pretty good. I would say that, like, if you look at the first two episodes of season two, when they're trying to get the new contestants into the game, that probably could have been done in slightly less time. Like, that does take a little bit too, because that takes like the first two episodes essentially. And it's done okay, but it just could have been done a little bit quicker, I think, as well. So it has little boops and bumps and things like that, excuse me, across both seasons. But when you're in the moment and it does do some of its better storylines and some of its better execution, and the games become, you know, intriguing, and the sort of alliances and whatever, it does still do a very good job with those. It's just other things that get in the way of this being a great season. It's a pretty good one, but it could have been a great, if not excellent, season. See, I would be kind of intrigued. Again, I don't quite know what the teaser at the end of the season is supposed to be setting up. If there's supposed to be like a Squid Game in a different country or something. But for going forward for Squid Game, because you've concluded this main Squid Game story, but of course, you know, it was popular, and although I say it was, you know, very popular, it was in the first season, but came back for a second and third, and while, because I think those were both renewed at the same time, I don't think it was a case of, oh, if you cancel after season two, because they were basically, I think, made back to back or whatever. There was just, and maybe more people did watch it than I realised, but there was just no buzz when the second and third seasons were actually happening, which is weird, because it was the same impact as like a Stranger Things or a Squid Game season one. Like, you know when something's blown up on Netflix because it's just everywhere, like an Adolescence or something like that, something that just, like, the media are talking about it and things like that. But they just, the second, third seasons just came out and just, there was no chatter. I don't really know why that was either. So I don't know. I can't remember if it was like, was it marketed badly, or people just didn't kind of know when the dates were for it or something. I'm not sure what it was. But maybe millions of people watch seasons two and three and I just don't have those numbers in front of me. So anyway, yeah, that's Squid Games season 2 and 3. I would be intrigued to visit this world again and get more, just because, you know, it's always just interesting, like, okay, who's going to survive what games, who's going to make what choices, what are the games going to be, how can you win the game, and, you know, there's the analysis of that, which is quite fun. But it looks like this version at least is done. We'll see if, I think they're still doing a couple of seasons of the challenge show, and then we'll see if we maybe get some spin-offs in different countries or something like that. I don't know, we'll have to see. Anyway, for those of you that are aware of second and third seasons, if you've maybe seen it, let me know where you're at for Squid Game seasons 1, 2 and 3. Most people seem to love season 1, So there's that. But let me know where you're at with Squid Game. Have you seen seasons 2 and 3? Did you like it less than me? Did you like it more than me? Or do you not know that they came out? Maybe you see this pop up in your podcast feed and you go, oh, Squid Game had a second and third season. So yeah, anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org. Social media, eTalkie Care, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes as well. I think that's it for the spoiler-free section. There's a good chunk of things. I'm not going to do, like, over-analysis on everything, because there's a lot to talk about, but I'll do a summary and discuss the games and stuff in the spoiler section itself. but yeah, that's it for the spoiler-free section. If you want to support, of course, the other things that we're doing on Entertainment Talk, of course, we've got TV, games, films, main night podcasts over on entertainmenttalk.org, and podcast platforms of the same name for TV, games, films, main night podcasts. We just did a United Cast preview for the upcoming 2025-26 season. We just did another gaming talk, film reviews, got like Jurassic World came out recently, Superman, Fantastic Four is here. I haven't reviewed that yet, done a preview, but that's coming up as well, of course. There's a few other ones that we've done as well, so check out all of our different podcasts, past, present, and future. You can support us by listening to more things, using word of mouth, social media, and if someone mentions a thing we've podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5 to $10 level tiers for the ad-free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geek Town Radio, which should be back soon, and geektown.co.uk. So he's still posting, David is still posting TV and film news over on geektown.co.uk, so look out for all of that. And then YouTube, if you're interested in our video game bits and pieces, is Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening to the spoiler-free section. If you don't want to know what happens excuse me, in the second and third seasons, I'm going to go into the spoiler section in a moment. So thank you for listening, for those of you that are spoiler-free, and for those of you to join me on the spoiler side to see who falls off of what and everything else. I'll see you in a minute for the spoiler section. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talk's podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, it's time for spoilers. If you've not seen Squid Game Seasons 2 and 3, you're going to need to have seen both, or all three of them, or whatever, because we're going to get into the spoiler section now. So, I mean, you've got things like a baby being introduced into the games, or injected into the games. Everybody died. even including 4, 5, 6. Now, last season, when I did the season 1 coverage, I gave everybody nicknames, because while I could sit here and read out all of their, I think, their Korean names, how many people will actually know who I'm talking about, I'm not sure. But I think I remember, like, you know, who they are and what roles they played and their numbers and stuff. So I'm going to refer to them that way. The one that I didn't think was, and I get it, Squid Game isn't supposed to be fair per se, but it is also supposed to be fair to a certain degree. But to have the last game, and I get it, it's to do with like trust and alliances and okay, there's what, 8 of you left at that point or something. But doing the sort of, oh yeah, there's a bunch of us and we're just going to push off like whoever we're going to choose to. None of that comes down to like skill per se. And I get that in some games like the carousel one, you need to rely on other people, because if there's 4 of you, one of you pushes the other one away because you need 3, that's you maybe out of the game. Boom, like that. But even in something like that though, where, okay, if someone pushes you away, you don't die. You only die if you're outside of the door by the time the timer goes down, because obviously you get shot. But at least with then, like, you could, if a group of 4, let's say, one of them pushes you over and the other 3 run off into a room, you still do have a chance there to maybe look for a pair that's in front. You have to do it, obviously, very quickly. But like, look for a pair that's in front of you, and they go, right, we see that they pushed you away, we need 3. Because I think, was it if you needed like 3 and you had 2, you get shot through the door, so then they then need you, so it you got a bit more chance there. Whereas on the one with 8 of them and there's the 3 platforms, if there's an alliance there that's been formed and you've ended up a bit more solo, you could just get 3 of them come towards you and just push you off the edge. I just don't think that game, and I get that they did it for plot reasons because obviously there's the baby and things like that, just didn't feel equal to me. Whether it was fair or not is kind of debatable, but it didn't seem equal. It didn't seem kind of like, even in the one where you go in the circle and as a group of 5 or whatever, even if 4 of you are really bad at the games, maybe one of you is good enough to like get everybody else through. And that does come down more to skill and kind of that sort of thing. Like, there's more of a chance there. Whereas in the last game, you can just get pushed off the edge in the first minute, and not only are you lost, but you're then dead. So I didn't really like that one. And that was, I felt like that was just a bit of a meh kind of note to end the Squid Games on. Like, you had the other one with the rope. Like, okay, if someone wants to push you off, at least you can kind of work it to get maybe some distance or something, and then assuming you're far away enough from someone, which you can do in that game, you can then do the ropes yourself, and you've at least still got then your own skill that you can rely on. Whereas in the last one, it's like, okay, you can kind of run away a bit, but if you get cornered, even on a circle or something, Your chances of survival of that, if the others don't want you to live, are really, really quite low. So I just didn't like that last game compared to the, I'm just trying to compare it to the other newer ones. Like Red Light, Green Light, okay, you can get pushed over, things like that. But even if, let's say, you get pushed over and motion gets detected, you can at least like maybe take cover behind somebody in front of you or something like that. Or again, if you run out early enough and you get enough distance from people, you can not be touched in that way. What were the other ones that they had? There was the circle, which was new. There was the carousel, which was new. The rope, which was new. The last one, which was new. Because we had 2 seasons worth of games, didn't we? Red Light, Green Light was still back. Because 456, the main character, did think that the second one was going to be the biscuit one again, and it turned out to be the circles that you walk around. What was the other new ones? Am I forgetting one? I know there was lots of little games within the circle one. Like, there was the 5 dice thing. There was the kicking the whatever it was thing. There was, like, hitting the stone with the stone. But at least there's in 5 of you, and see, even with that, it's like, okay, if one of you is disliked by the other 4, unless the other four want to literally die. Because again, that's the whole thing with Squid Game, right? It's not sort of, oh, you lose and you just go home. No, you lose, which means in most scenarios you die. So that's what makes the stakes so much more kind of interesting. So even again in something like that, if it's sort of the other four people don't like you, they still need you. Like, they could try and screw you over in the next game, but you worry about that in the next game. Like, they can't just push you over and then go on the four of them, because then they won't pass, right? Because all five of you need to cross through. So that kind of makes that one more interesting, where it's sort of, you might have to form an alliance with somebody that you don't like. I'm trying to think what the other game... Let me see if I can... Squid Game Season 2. Let's go Season 2 first. A list of games... okay, it says Squid Game Season 2 features several new and returning games, including Red Light, Green Light, Six-Legged Pentathon with mini games. Yeah, those are those ones. Mingle, Russian Roulette. When did they do Russian Roulette? And Mingle. Rock, Paper, Scissors, Minus One. Although that was just used, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Minus One was used on the platforms. That wasn't a specific kind of, what'd you call it? That wasn't, required. That was just how they came up with what they were doing. So yeah, those are the, so for Season 2, it started off Red Light, Green Light. Then the six-legged thingamajig with the mini-games. Mingle. I'm assuming Mingle is when you at the carousel. And you got to pick the numbers of like 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever it is. Russian Roulette. I don't remember them doing Russian Roulette in the season. I remember the one guy doing it between the two of them. I remember that. Includes the game, bread and lottery. Okay, let's look at Squid Game Season 3. List of games. List of games. Oops. Of games. Yes. Squid Game Season 3 features 4 main games: hide and seek, jump rope, and a six-legged, whatchamacallit, and Sky Squid Game. Hide and Seek is a brutal twist on the classic game where one team hunts the other with knives. Jump Rope is a challenging game with a flower-themed abyss. Six-legged Pentathlon includes 5 mini-games, it says those, and the final game, Sky Squid Game, features players pushing each other off elevated platforms. I did like the rope game, like I said. I didn't mind hide and seek, but there's clearly a advantage there for the, what was it, the red team that had to stab the blue team, wasn't it? Plus, again, with, see, that was what was interesting about the hide and seek one, was because as a couple of the characters found out or worked out that even if you, forget your teammates, like you fall out with your teammates, because that's always the thing with this team ups one. It's like, okay, who do you need on your team and who can you ditch? Like in the last game, if it's a case of you've been making alliances and they go, oh, but if I kill you, I get 2 more billion, push you off the edge, that's it. If you can't tell, I had a problem with the last game. But even, at least again, like with hide and seek, it's because I think you needed each of the 3 keys. So if one of you goes, screw you guys, I'm going to push the two of you, or push one of you into a room with the other one, and then close that door while someone in a red shirt comes in and kills you, and you've got the one key, you need the other two. Unless you knock your 2 teammates out, take their keys, but that's a bit of a Herculean task, and if a red person hears you and they come around, they could stab all 3 of you. So that was that. But again, with that one, you can't screw over your teammates to a certain degree. Because you need those three keys to get out, as a couple of the characters found out. So that's all the games talked about. Let's talk about a few of the characters. So again, it was very interesting because you look at 456 and you look at 222, the baby, and you're like, right, it looks quite like those two will probably make it out the series, and then that will be the end of the series. I still don't really know what to think of 456 dying, because it was interesting from a writing standpoint, because he clearly had just like plot armor throughout the whole thing, which I did find kind of annoying, because I don't remember feeling that same way in season one. Because even though in season one he's painted as the main character, if you'd killed 456 off, let's say before the last game at any particular point, I don't think the rest of the story doesn't play out in the same way. I don't think. Especially if he dies, let's say in red light, green light, the whole rest of both seasons would play out totally differently. So while you got the okay, he wasn't in there to win, he was in there to stop the games, it did give him a little bit of annoying plot armor at points, and I don't think that worked. But because it was that one guy who was taken to the surgeon table, right? 11, who was the one of the guards. She got him out, so he was the only player that survived. Again, 222 baby is technically a player, but because that was interesting with that, because I was like, what are they gonna do here? Because what would make more fair sense to me is 222 the mother keeps playing and the baby gets like stored somewhere. Because I can't, what was it? I can't remember what the rule was on, like, well, she did die, didn't she? And then the baby kept going. And they counted the baby as the new 222. And then technically player 222 won, because she, I think, was on the platform because 456 had to jump off. So yeah, like, look, because you had the cool little women trio, which I really liked, which was the trans woman, the elderly woman, and the pregnant woman, which was 120 was the trans woman, and then 222 was the pregnant woman, and then one, can't remember what her number was, but well, not elderly, the older woman with the son, who was number 7, I think. It just, because, okay, you got the sense, especially with the knife game, which was where two of them died, right? That was where the son had to die in the end, and the trans woman got taken out. 120 got taken out. I was kind of just like, because even though I should have anticipated that, okay, one character's going to be alive, active in the games, because I know whoever the other one was it 466 or something? No, not 466, it doesn't go that high, does it? Whoever the one that was on the surgeon table, he got, like, taken out of the game in a different way, but he was no longer in the Squid Game, because he was, I think, officially eliminated from the game, wasn't he? Because he was supposed to be dead. I just think with this second and third season, like, if you're gonna do something a bit of a different approach and not a reboot anthology thing, you could have had more than one player alive at the end. You could have done that, and I hoped that that might happen, but it so didn't happen to the point where even 456 ended up going, and 222 won the game. That was because, was it 333, which was the dad, just got way too power hungry and panicky, and unfortunately, before he fell off, they didn't press the button, which was why 456 had to go. And again, I get what you were trying to do there. I don't know that that worked particularly well. Looking back across, because I'm doing it right now, trying to look back and think across, like, the different ways the characters died. Apart from Thanos, because I like the way that he was taken out. That was the pink, I can't remember what his number was, but he was the pink-haired guy who took the cross with the drugs in. Was happy that he went, because he started getting off the rails. But I wasn't, even from the more emotional ones, like 222 jumping off, and then the elderly woman unfortunately hanging herself, and 120's death wasn't satisfying either. They were all just very bittersweet. I didn't get emotional really at any of them. I just felt kind of bummed out by all of them, which I know I'm supposed to, but because I always kind of say if you've got a character in a piece of media that you care about and they die and you're really bummed out that they've died, it's usually a good thing because it means that you cared about them. Now, I did care about a lot of the characters, like the trio of women and 4, 5, 6 and like a bunch of the others. The son was number 7. He was quite good until he tried to kill a pregnant woman right at the end. And then, of course, his mother had to take him out. But even then, she brought him into the world and she had to kill him, and it was because of the violent dad, and she had the pen knife thing. None of that really landed for me. And I don't think it was there was just something lacking in the impact of a lot of those deaths. Especially with like 120. It's like, because that was where she got killed by the two of them. They were doing the drugs, weren't they? And one of them, who was obviously losing his mind, came up with the idea that, okay, you do only need to take out one blue one, but let's try and take out as many as possible so that, you know, lower numbers, higher money, more of a chance. And then 120 was basically a casualty of that, but I don't know, none of the deaths landed. None of them I thought was like, okay, that's a good way to go out. It ended up feeling with some of them, especially on the platform ones, like when the other guy was on the edge of the circle. I think the circle was the first shape in the last game. And you could kind of tell right from the get-go, because he was like tripping out and he thought he saw Thanos on the hanging off the ledge. Obviously, he was, you know, losing his mind a bit and hallucinating. But even from right that moment, I was like, okay, he's either going to fall off, which he almost did, or get pushed off. And everybody else is looking at him. And I kind of, at some points with that last game, I really have a problem with that last game. I really do. It just sticks out so much. What was 456's plan? And by the way, it's crazy that the solution the other men come up with there is like, oh, because we need to get rid of one, because the baby's young enough and it doesn't matter, that we should just take the baby out now. It's like, okay, I get that these games are intense, high intensity and all this sort of thing, but you're really going there already. And that was my end result issue with the season, is it felt like, especially in that final game, it just felt like the show was trying to manufacture itself to where only one in-game character can survive, and the whole time I just didn't think the baby was going to die. Because you can have more than one person win, can't you? Because then they get the share of money each. It doesn't have to be everybody dies apart from one person. So I was a little bit frustrated that they kind of, because it ended up being obviously 4, 5, 6 at the end of season one, and he won the game. But because you have the annoyance of 333 lost his mind and was like, okay, I'm going to kill you, but I haven't pressed the button yet, so it won't count. And, like, because the three of them ended up on that platform, and you thought, okay, they're going to press the button, and one of the two of them's going to have to go probably 333, and then 456 and 222 will walk out with the money. But then, in that moment, it felt like the show kind of manufactured 333 to kind of accidentally die. I also wondered as well, because it almost happens twice, I think, because they do the jacket thing at one point. And I was like, okay, what about if they probably would have just got shot? Because I was looking at that game. And I was like, okay, can you do it? Because I couldn't quite work out how high it was. I was like, is there a way any of you can lower somebody onto the ground? But what probably would have happened is, because I think the rule is just one of you takes themselves off the platform. I don't know if it's specific to one of them has to die per se, and obviously they can't be hanging off the edge. They have to be touching the ground. But the rule probably is there that if they, let's say they fell off or dropped down and lived, they'd probably get shot when they're at the bottom. So I kind of wondered at one point, because again, you don't walk away from a Squid Game. You win it or you die, don't you? So yeah, they probably would have just got shot and got eliminated. But I just kind of wondered if there was a possibility that, like, because I remember them taking off the jacket, making that rope or something, whatever it was. I was like, okay, can one of you make a rope out of your clothes or out of something that's long enough to drop one of you down so that you land? But then again, you aren't allowed to just walk home, are you? So, and if you're not on the platform, you'd be eliminated, but you have to be killed. So that probably wouldn't have worked. Yeah, so it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate as well that Lunchbox, or whatever they called him, I feel sorry for him, by the way. They just started kicking him and just like, we're just going to pick you next. Which again leads back into my problem with the final game. I like the concept of all the rest of them, just that one's like, okay, it's down to voting. If it was sort of, you each get given a poll, I know there is the one main poll, but like, if each of you gets given, I'm thinking of like the Gladiator game, you know, where you have the double poll thing or whatever it's called, and you have to hit the other person off, like, at least, because that then doesn't come down to voting and just pushing, that can kind of, I don't know, I don't even know if that's a better idea, just, yeah, because then you also have the, because, again, more than one person can still win that, and I suppose the problem you'd have, if let's say one person pushes everybody off somehow after the first round, and you still would need to eliminate a player in the second and the third round, that wouldn't even work numbers-wise, would it? So they'd probably just get eliminated and nobody wins. I don't know. I think the final game has a lot of flaws. So, yeah. So the actual ending, the Squid Game, the island, I think, gets blown up. The detectives all survive. Some people get given money. 456's daughter gets given money. And then we get the little tease at the end. The main number one guy, who apparently was running the show, sees a person in a suit doing the old smack the pad thing, or whatever that game's called, doing that. So clearly there's still some more Squid Games going on. I don't know if there's actually, let me just look up actually, is there more Squid Game coming? It says here, no, there will not be a Squid Game Season 4. You can't really make a Season 4, because the island is blown up. The show's creator, I'm not going to try to pronounce that name, I think Huang is the first name, has confirmed that the series will end with Season 3. However, there is a possibility of spin-off series potentially set in another country, such as potentially, as a potential American spin-off. There's a few different notes here, I'll just read out a couple of them. It's about the show's future. While Season 4 is not happening, there are a few reasons why the show is ending with Season 3. It says the creator's exhaustion, the creator name, has openly discussed feeling tired after working on the show. He has expressed a desire to take a break and work on other projects, including feature films. Story completion, the person's name, said that he feels the story of Squid Game has reached its natural conclusion with Season 3. Completely agree. Possible spin-offs. Despite the main series ending, there is a potential for Squid Games to explore different aspects of Squid Games universe. For example, a spin-off could focus on the 3-year gap between the first two seasons. I'm not interested in that. Or explore a similar game in a different location. As mentioned, an interest in exploring new ideas and storylines in different formats. In short, while you won't see another season of the original Squid Game, the world of the show may continue in other forms through spin-offs. Yeah, the idea of a spin-off in between seasons, I'm not interested in, well, you can't do a spin-off in between seasons 2 and 3 because it takes place immediately. I'm not interested in a show that is between seasons 1 and 2. I don't think that would be very popular anyway. I'd be curious, like, yeah, different ones in different countries, maybe. You could start to get exhausted by that, though. But I might check out the challenge one. It would be a very different tone because people don't die, but I'm curious to see what that one's like, because I think it copies the same games from seasons 1, 2, and 3 and just makes it a reality version. So I might check out that and see if it's not, then I'll just drop it, but see if that's any good. But yeah, that makes the most sense to me. It just depends on, I mean, seasons 2 and 3 didn't get a ton of buzz per se, even though there may have been attention there that I wasn't aware of, but yeah, if you still like an American Squid Game would make the most sense. But is there an appetite for more of this? I don't know. So we have to see. Anyway, that's my last podcast. Yep, not planning on making it, and unless I do talk about the reality version of the show, which I might do, I might not, I might see if I even like it first. But that's it for Squid Game. Yeah, it's over. It's finished. Last podcast. And we'll see what we get in the future. Anyway, thanks very much for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.